She screamed at us. She said, "You're not a chicken. That's the reason you've never been satisfied.
You wasn't born for a manure pile of the world. You're a heaven-born bird. You're not bound to some creed and denomination. You got plenty of room. The heavens is yours. But you must be my mama. Mama, how can we get out of it?
But I'll tell you, son, just give a little jump and try your wings once. That's all you have to do. Just take God out of his word and step out on it one time. Yes, sir. If you're all bound down, froze to death in some denomination, just take God at his word and step out one time. Say, I believe you, Lord. I heard a voice that spoke to me. Then he come up higher. Take him at his word one time. See what happens. Well, you know what he did, this little eagle? He made a big jump and flopped his wings and stepped out on the top of the barnyard post, right in the middle of a denomination. That's as high as he ever got. She told her, "Honey, you got to jump higher than that or it can't get you." "Well, I belong to the so-and-so, Mama. You come out of that. Just jump again. Pop your little wings and I'll get you." And she made that big swoop. And when he took that all-sufficient step to say, "I'm no longer Baptist and denomination, I'm no longer Presbyterian, I'm no longer Pentecostal, but I'm yours, Lord. Here I am, dropping with all that's in me." She touches him, and away she goes to the heavens with her bird. How high have you jumped? How much have you trusted? If you're God's eagle, you're ready to take him at his word. You're ready to trust him in the face of death or anything else. You're there to trust him.